All right, welcome back. It's the Dennis Stuckey Show, along with Daryl McCarroll. And let's talk a little high school hockey. Daryl, of course, as you know, is the head coach at Port Huron Northern. I've seen 8 of your games this year, Daryl.
Why?
you've actually probably won at least half of them.
Well, I mean, again, and we're a team that we're people ask me how your team's doing, and I said we're consistently inconsistent. That we can play with the best teams in the state and play a 2-1, 1-0 game, and then we can go into another barn and just get rolled. And, you know, all us coaches on our staff is just, you know, scratching our head, figuring out why. But I was just kidding. Yes, we want you to come to all the games.
Oh, yeah, I know. Well, I saw you play Brother Rice here, and that didn't go so well. And then you guys went to Brother Rice, and I hear that was like one of the best games you've played all season.
Oh, and I mean, in overtime, we hit the crossbar that was a wide open net, and then that puck, as per usual, like you see in any other place, the puck that goes off the crossbar bounces out, they transition back the other way and score right off that same play. But yeah, I mean, we played perfectly that game. We played great against Catholic Central, playing a 3-1 game going into, and Catholic Central's a different level than everybody else in Michigan. They're likely the team to beat. They played Culver twice this year, three times this year, and lost by one goal each time. I mean, and Culver, you know, obviously a great program nationwide, and they're just there. I mean, we watched them at the showcase this game, and it was just up and down, great hockey, and our kids played with them. I mean, our kids skated with Catholic Central and had our opportunities to score, and that's kind of our problem right now is all the games that you see in our schedule that we lost 2-1 or 3-2, we had high percentage scoring chances as opposed to shots, you know, the scoring chances, and had 4x6 nets or hit the post or hit the goalie's flying across an empty net and throws the stick out and we hit that. But we've had our scoring chances. We're just not finishing.
Yeah, you did get a boost in the arm with Austin Barless coming back because I know he missed the first part of the season, but he's pretty consistent, puts the puck in the net for you game in and game out since he's been back.
Right, and that's it. But I can tell that the injuries still bother him a little bit. He wasn't like he was last year, and we didn't rush him back. He likely could have came back just before Christmas, and we said we might as well give him the extra 2 weeks or 2.5 weeks through the Christmas break. But, you know, again, he hadn't been skating since the middle of October till January, and it just took him a little time to get going. You're right, he has a knack around the net. But he's coming into his own right now, playing both sides of the puck, which is a good thing.
Now, was it you that was telling me this story? That you guys, he didn't play, but you had him in case the game went to shootout or something?
We had a new showcase against the KHL team, the Kensington Hockey League, and they're likely, I'm guessing, out of everybody that played in that tournament, likely all the state champions are going to come out of there, unless the Houghtons or the Hancocks or somebody from up north comes down and wins Division III. So we're playing, and he can practice with us, but we can't have contact. So what happens is I'm sitting there looking. We had a couple guys sick, and we weren't dressing 20. We were dressing 19. So I had one of my ex-players, Dr. Murphy, we had him say, hey, if he doesn't play, the tiebreaker is a shootout. So can we dress him, but no contact? Well, we'll play him during the whole game. And then if we get to overtime, we can use him in the shootout. And when you know it, we did it, and he went down there and buried it, and we won in the shootout. So it was a big thing. And us coming back, we were down 4-1. We came back and won 5-4 in overtime. Well, that put our league, we won 6-4 against their league. So it was a good move, and it looked like I knew what I was doing for once in my life. But, it was a nice win for our league and for us.
You got another Barless on your team, and I'm telling you what, Daryl, if you could bottle what's in that kid and give it to all your players, you guys wouldn't lose a game.
Yeah, Cam is a different, and yeah, obviously you have seen him play, because to describe what a ninth grader is doing to a team in our league, he's not intimidated by anybody. He's very coachable. You know, when we show stuff on tape, it's usually him doing the right thing to the older player, saying he's listening, he's doing this, he's doing the misdirection away from the net to pass to the late guy coming. He's delaying all the little things that coaches ask for from players instead of them all doing straight lines. They're doing little things, but yes, you're right. He goes out there, and if anybody doesn't know him, well, he's not very big in stature, but he'll be the first guy in there taking the man because that's his job. As the first man take the man, he does it.
So. Yeah, actually, because he plays a lot, too, with O'Flanagan, and I really like O'Flanagan as well. I think there's a lot that he's going to give you coming up.
The funny part is him and Cole Perrick, freshmen, we put them together at the beginning of the year to go through our drills and then said likely during games, the faceoffs in our zone, we'll put a veteran centerman with the two wingers, freshman wingers, and then we'll do vice versa with O'Flanagan. We'll give him two veteran wingers. But, you know, early in the season, we had a couple of games that we thought that let the kids play in the defensive zone on a faceoff. They went out there. I think it was their sixth or seventh game that they played for us before they got scored on. And they were banging in goals. In fact, O'Flanagan scored the game-tying goal in that Howell game in that tournament, to get it to go to overtime. So, yeah, I mean, they've been contributing to our program, and it's a nice surprise this year.
And then the other guy that I absolutely have to talk about, because watching him this year and comparing it to last year, it's night and day, and he wasn't bad last year, but he's terrific this year. I like Alex Walton.
Oh,
I love the way he skates. I love the way he's thinking the game, too, because he's your one guy back there that'll take the chance, but he very rarely gets burned. He's very rarely not back there on the back check or not skating hard to get back.
He reminds me a lot of a Matt Warren that played for us back then, that he kind of sees the ice surface, and he's our quarterback, and there's nothing. He's grown into this position from, you know, when he first got on the team. He had the skills, but he sees the ice surface a lot better now, and he's doing a great job of doing it. Now, he likely should be scored a lot more goals because the way he's, you know, manipulated himself through the ice surface, he's walked in on a lot of mini breakaways. But hasn't buried them, but he gets frustrated. But he gets frustrated. But at the same time, he does so many positive things on there, and you know he's a student athlete. He's a really good student, and you know I think that he's that perfect player to move on to the next level. Or you know right now there's a whole new hockey league in college, the NIAA or something like that. That now they're just taking high school kids, right? And it's the Lawrence, Texas, and the Indiana Tech and things like that that we're really scouting that are really want high school kids right out of the get-go if they're good students. And those guys are really recruiting our high school players, which is a nice thing for our kids right now.
Yeah, it gives them – it's kind of fun to know somebody's watching you and they think you're good enough that, you know, they're interested in bringing you to their place. I can see where that could be a big incentive.
Oh, yeah. And with this new league coming out in college, I mean, that's pretty well everybody wants to go play Division I hockey and everybody wants to go to the NHL. But if you can get any kind of assistance, you're going to go to college anyways. But if you can continue on playing hockey and then go get an education, and even if it's any kind of assistance, if you're going to a school that's got $40,000 there, but you can get – you know, whatever assistance they can give you, and you're only going for $15,000, you know, that's a great deal for the parents and for the kid. But he gets to still play hockey, which he loves, but he gets a good education out of it, too.
Everybody's, why do they play in the MIHL? Why do they play? Because the scout might be there to look at the kid from Brother Rice or from Catholic Central, but he might, on accident, discover somebody on your team. Maybe that's not who he was there to watch, but your kid has a good night that night when they were there watching somebody else. A lot of times, that's how a lot of guys get discovered.
That's if people don't know how the network of hockey is they kind of define a player by one line. Like if you just throw a name out there and you happen to be a scout or a player or a coach, they just say you want him on your team. He's a grinder. He's this. He's that. And then you go off of that, okay, do I want this guy? Well, it was nice. When we went to our Trenton showcase, you were talking about the MIHL. That's what we can offer our kids, that there's scouts standing outside their door asking for kids to come talk to them. You know, it might not work out, but it's there and they're getting that opportunity. And that's what the whole idea when we started this league 18 years ago now, I think we started 2000, was to understand. And if you've seen what's happening now all over Michigan, that you're when you see a junior team now, it used to be all AAA kids. And now it's 50-50 or even closer to high school kids are playing. And mostly because they're student athletes and we practice the same way as they do in juniors, which is four times a week you're on the ice and twice you're playing. And you know, I can go on forever, but the old idea of 60 games and 80 games in a year, now that argument when you get into a room with a bunch of scouts and a bunch of coaches is, do you want a car that's got 100,000 miles on it, or do you want a car that's been getting oil changes and it's got 30,000 miles on it and been coached up and taken care of? And that's kind of the whole idea, that they know now a high school kid coming out of a good program knows why he's doing things on the ice. And it also has the academics that he's ready to go to the next level.
All right, we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back to wrap things up with Daryl McCarroll in just a moment here on the Dennis Stuckey Show.